We're going to take a look today at Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. These are Jesus' parting words to his disciples before he returns to heaven. Here's what it says. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. There's this old story of a businessman who years ago took a Christian to go see Niagara Falls. Look, he said, I want to show you the greatest unused power in America. And he pointed to the flood of rushing water. Now, apparently, the Christian sized it up and said, no, that's not it. The greatest unused power in the world is the Holy Spirit of the living God. Do you know something? He had a point. Before Jesus sent the disciples out to win the world, he told them to stay in Jerusalem and wait for the Holy Spirit. A little earlier in the same passage, in verse 4, it says, And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you have heard from me. The job that Jesus gave the disciples to do was absolutely colossal. They were supposed to bring the whole world to the foot of the cross. But before you go, Jesus said, I want you to wait for your power. Now, I'm going to make a suggestion that runs contrary to my better judgment, because the last thing Christians need in the modern age is another excuse not to fulfill the gospel commission. But let me say this. In the modern church, we're pretty good at keeping busy. We have hundreds of things to do, but how much power do we actually see in all that activity? Check almost any church's calendar, and you'll see that it's full of stuff to do. But which of those things are changing the world? Sometimes we forget just how broad Christ's vision for the church really is. He didn't send us out to create quiet little conclaves where believers can be safe. He sent us out to dramatically change the world. I am come to send fire on the earth, Jesus said at one point. And in the book of Acts chapter 17, we read that Christians came to be known as the people who were turning the world upside down. So, how much of what we do as Christians actually accomplishes that? The problem isn't that we aren't busy. We really are. Some of us are too busy, and I'm probably the most guilty party of all. But the kingdom isn't exactly one with business, even though there's no question. The gospel commission requires a lot of hard work and organization on our part. Our power doesn't come from our activity. It comes from the Holy Spirit. And we could get more accomplished in a day's work, powered by the Spirit of God, than we could ever accomplish in a lifetime on our own. Sometimes we get so busy that we start doing the work by ourselves, hoping that God will somehow catch up with us. But you know, it's supposed to be the other way around. Moses spent 40 years in the desert getting ready for his mission to lead God's people out of Egypt. The New Testament church spent several weeks in Jerusalem, getting ready for the spread of the gospel. And you and I should never set out on a project for God without quietly waiting on the initiative that God provides through His Spirit. Of course, we can't stay inactive forever claiming that God just hasn't spoken to us, because that would be an indication that we're really not listening. The Bible makes it crystal clear that God wants you to go. But to go without Him is to go without power. And that makes prayerfully leaning on God a better way to live.